So how is this EP, your new one that's coming out in a couple of weeks, different from your first one?
Well, the band itself has changed from the first EP. We've added a second guitar. So that's the first thing I think people are going to notice, that it's even more guitar-driven. And I don't know, you know, you start a band, you work through the kinks, and I think we're just starting to really get into the groove of who we are. So I think people are going to really get the essence of Evelove with this EP.
Yeah, I love the name, Evelove. Where did that come from?
Well, where did it come from? I don't know exactly where it came from. Somewhere in my brain. We had another band before this, and one thing that really got on my nerves is that we had a really long name, and it was really hard to always, like, fit it on merch and do things. And I know that's silly to think about, but when you're merchandising, that's something you think about. So I decided, oh, my next band's going to have, like, a one-word name, you know, something that looks really good on merch, and that was my first thought. And then I just started thinking about what I wanted in a band name, and I wanted it to be a palindrome, something that you can spell forwards and backwards. And just the first word that popped into my head was love. I guess girls think about love a lot. And I didn't want to be obvious about it, so I spelled it backwards and then forwards. And I kind of, like, looked at the word, and then I text messaged it to everyone in my band and just asked them what they thought, and they were like, what is it? And I was like, what do you think of it? And, you know, everyone agreed. They liked the way it looked. We had to figure out how exactly we said it, but we liked the way it looked. So that's kind of how Evelove was born, you know, and it's kind of started off with something kind of silly and simple, but at the root of it, you know, love of music and, you know, the passion is really what brings us together and really drives us, so the name kind of fit and stuck.
Okay. As far as the band's creative process, can you just describe that a little bit? Who's doing the writing? How are you guys coming up with new titles for songs, you know, lyrics, music, whole nine yards?
Yeah, we collaborate on everything we do. You know, sometimes the guys will come in with either a full or a partial idea, and then, you know, we just kind of just start breaking it down and you know, working in different parts and experimenting, and I do the lyric writing, and yeah, I don't know what else to say about it. Everyone very much has a part of it.
Hey, you guys have had a busy, you know, past year or so. You know, you've had some of your songs appear on, you know, Pretty Little Liars, Teen Mom, and then you were, I believe, the finalist for the Free Credit Score Band Find. So, I mean, you guys had a lot leading up to the second album. How do you guys feel you're doing as far as momentum goes?
Well, we're doing our best to just keep it going and going. Last year definitely had a whirlwind of events happen that really led us to being able to finance this EP. So a lot of great things happened, and we just really want this new music to, you know, just do even more than the last record did, which we got, you know, lots of placements that we're really proud of, and we're hoping to get some film this year, and this will be our first national tour coming up in August, so that's a pretty big step for us. So, you know, we just hope to continue keep doing what we're doing and take it to new levels.
Okay, for people that have listened to you guys on CD or digitally and haven't seen you guys live, how would you describe your live performances? I mean, because that's a big deal. That's the way bands make their cheddar nowadays.
Definitely. High energy. That's what I would say about our shows. Very high energy. We like to have a lot of fun. Colby likes to do a lot of guitar spins. Dave and Billy really like to hold it down and rock out. And I try to really connect with the audience. And we just have a really great time on stage and love sharing our music. And just hope that everyone in the room is having as good of a time that we are having.
Okay, over the past, I would say, you know, decade or so, you're seeing a lot more female-fronted rock bands, Paramore, Evanescence, things like that. What do you think makes you guys different from bands like that? Because I think as soon as they hear, you know, you guys, they think of, you know, Paramore, maybe even Letters to Cleo at sometimes. You know, what makes you different from those other bands?
It's very funny. You mentioned Letters to Cleo because this EP was produced by Michael Eisenstein, mm-hmm. one of the members of Letters to Cleo. So it's really funny because I had gotten that comparison, you know, years, and I had not listened to them until I started getting the comparison. So it's really kind of crazy that life came full circle, and I'm now working with, you know, Mike. And sorry to get off on a tangent, but it's really funny.
Okay.
But what makes us different, you know, what makes any band different? Definitely, I mean, the songs, we hope, are what make us stand apart from people. One thing, I would say, as far as all other girl bands, I can't say every girl band, because I'm not going to talk for every band, but I would say that we can definitely hang with the guys. I know a lot of girl-fronted bands get stuck into that girl band category, and I don't think anyone would really put us straight into girl band category, because the music's really driving and aggressive at times, and, you know, I have my, I guess I add the pop element with my vocal, but at the end of the day, I think we can definitely hang with the big guns.
Okay, I've listened to your EP a couple of times over the past couple of days, and I think you're right as far as the guitar work in your album is very, very solid, and I think like two or three of the five songs start off with very solid, like, kind of rough guitar riffs, and then you come in, and you have this beautiful duality with your voice that you're able to kind of get really nasty, but then get sentimental at the same time. Where do you get that from? What do you listen to?
First of all, thank you.
You
know, I listen to a variety of music. I guess growing up, the types of music I listened to had a lot of variety, from the Tori Amos, which might be, you know, some of the softer influences, to, you know, Nirvana and Pearl Jam, you know, maybe the grittier side. So I don't know, I think I listened to a lot of interesting artists who had that, I guess, quality in them, and I really appreciated it. So, you know, I don't know how I got my style, but just I'm going to gather it from years of listening to great music and great artists, and, you know, just finding what works.
Hey, when did you know you wanted to be a singer? Is this something that you always wanted to do?
I always wanted to perform. I know that much because I just kind of grew up in a performance type family, whether it was dancing or acting or singing. Did all sorts of things, and I think it was around 17 or 18 that I really figured out that I wanted to do music. I moved to LA from Palm Springs, where I had grown up, and started meeting musicians and really cool, interesting people. And I remember a pivotal show at the Roxy Theater, actually, where I was just kind of standing there watching my friend's band going, I could so do this. So, you know, I guess it was always kind of in me, and then I realized it. You know, I realized it then, and there's been no turning back.
Okay, do you have a favorite song on the new EP? I know they're all your babies in a way, but if you had to pick one, what would it be?
That is a hard one. One that I really like a lot is Four Walls. It's one of our series songs. I like that one a lot. I'd say that it's one of my favorites. But I mean, it comes very close in front of, you know, a lot of the other ones, because I like our ballad a lot too, which not everyone knows us for our ballads, but we do like to throw one in every time we put out, you know, a CD, just to have that, show people that other side.
Okay, Wake Up Call, you guys just recently finished working on a video. Okay. How did that all come together, and can you describe the process for filming, because it's pretty interesting.
Well, I met the producer director extraordinaire Iggy through Rob from 1888 Media, who has worked with us in the past for publicity, and he's just a really helpful, cool guy in general. And he met her at South by Southwest during last March, and we were there, and she was there. We never actually met there, but when we got back, he got us together, and he came to us with some really, really fun concepts for videos, and the one we went with was was definitely one of the wildest of all of them. We're going to be putting out soon, so it's a bit of a mystery, but if you can mix a little bit of film noir with a little bit of Western, with a little bit of voodoo, with a lot of rock and roll, you're going to have Wake Up Call. And it was a 19-hour shoot in the hills of Sunland, or Shadow Hills, California, to be more specific. They get really particular up there in the hills. It was a really, really fun, long day, and Iggy put together a really big professional crew, and we were very blessed to, you know, get to know her and everyone that helped make it come together.
Okay, what do you think your future aspirations are with the band? Like, where do you want this to go?
Where don't I want it to go is the question. We want to go everywhere. We want to tour the world. We want to be in films and television, and we want to perform at amazing venues. I don't know. We just want to do everything. We want to do everything that every band wants to do. So I guess we're just going to keep on working really hard so that we can keep on making great opportunities happen.
Okay, for someone that's never listened to the band, how do you think you'd sell it to them? How do you think you'd prepare them for listening to you guys?
How would I prepare them? I'm not sure how I'd prepare them. There's no preparing people for Evolove. They're just going to have to sit back and judge for themselves. But I really like a comparison that we got the other day from someone at 98.7, which is one of the big radio stations down here, who heard us perform. And he called us Gwen Stefani meets AFI meets Rise Against. And I thought that was pretty cool. So if I had to make a comparison, that's my new comparison. Only because people want to hear a comparison, and they want to know what they're in for. So, just be prepared to get some heartfelt rock and roll, and I just hope people get where we're coming from.
Okay, is there anything else that you want to say about the band? Any shows you guys will be playing soon, anything like that?
Yeah, actually, we have a really huge show coming up August 6th at Universal City Walk on their brand new Five Towers stage, and we're really, really excited because if you go and look at their roster, they've been having some really A-list performers up at the stage, so we're really blessed to be a part of that and get to do our record release show there August 6th. And also, I'm really glad you reminded me to say something about what's going on. Our new EP, Breaking Heartstrings, comes out on August 9th, Hot Topic. You can either go in-store to their kiosk or go online, and Hot Topic is going to be releasing the CD before anyone else, any other retailers. So I'm directing everyone there for the big release. And other than that, people can go to our website or our Facebook or any of our medias at Evolove the Band, and that's EVOLOVE the Band. And that's about it. Google us. You'll find us.